540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee police are still pursuing leads in a Friday shooting near a Milwaukee high school that killed an 18-year-old student. Police say the shooting followed a robbery attempt as the student left a side of high school. The victim died at the hospital. A 17-year-old was injured and arrested at the scene. Detectives say more suspects could be involved. They're asking anyone with information to contact Milwaukee police or Crime Stoppers. Two people are dead after separate but nearby shootings on Milwaukee's north side. Police say a 36-year-old and a 22-year-old were killed last night about a block apart on 19th Street. Investigators are still searching for suspects. ICE is preparing to move into a new office on Milwaukee's northwest side. It comes after the agency received approval for a government office and public safety facility. Records show the space will process immigrants, including detainees, being sent to detention facilities, but it will not house them. Renovations are planned, including an 8-foot security fence with privacy slats. A timeline for the move has not yet been announced. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If it sticks around, the Miller High Life Theater could soon have a new name. The Wisconsin Center District, which owns the downtown Milwaukee venue, says it plans to find a new naming rights sponsor once Miller's deal runs out in 2027. The move comes as officials study the future of the theater and the nearby Panther Arena. A design firm is reviewing how both sites could be used, including a long-talked-about idea about a convention hotel. A report on those options is expected in early of next year. There is an effort ongoing to designate the properties as historic buildings. A warning continues for anyone in southern Wisconsin thinking about burning brush or debris. The DNR says the fire danger level is high across the entire region. That means fires can start easily and ignite and move fast, even with lighter wind. DNR officials are urging people to delay any outdoor burning. There is some precipitation on the way. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And November is Native American Heritage Month. The Milwaukee Public Museum is offering exhibits highlighting cultural celebrations like a powwow event. For more, you can go to the Milwaukee Public Museum's website. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain and snow, possible accumulation will be minor, but there could be a few scattered slick spots. And then tomorrow, a little snow early, then cloudy with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.